It's Saturday, August 28th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're zooming in on the play-to-earn movement and its impact on the Philippines. Today's episode is sponsored by Kava, Nexo.io, and Celo. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece from Leah Callen Butler. Leah is a CoinDesk columnist and the director of Mpharsis, a consulting firm in Southeast Asia. Inside SM Aura, one of Metro Manila's many sprawling shopping malls, you'll find a wonderfully whimsical co-baking space called the Bake Bee. Pronounced Bake Bee, the idea is borrowed from a concept store in Hong Kong that uses an app to teach guests how to bake a cake of their dreams. Upon arrival, you're greeted by a gaggle of electric mixers straight out of Barbie's dream house and pink frosting walls lined with big glass jars, each brimming with edible treasures, chocolate buttons, rainbow sprinkles, mini meringues, cookie crumbles, and more. And now, to top off your magical Bake Bee experience, you can pay using magical internet money. The Nexperience Group, Bake Bee's parent company, represents a portfolio of imaginative businesses catering to everything from kids' birthdays to team-building events. In mid-July, it began accepting an Ethereum-based utility token called Smooth Love Potions, or SLP, for payments. Since then, it processed about 50 online bookings totaling $2,980 in U.S. dollar terms in revenue. Co-founder and CEO Nico Cue believes it would have closed many more sales had Manila not been forced back into lockdown at the end of July. It's not just the merchant in on SLP either. A quick quiz on social media turns up a bunch of advertisements for all sorts of things you can buy in the Philippines with SLP. Those include a pair of new kicks at Sneaky X, a car service at Ads Garage, a polishing at Eco Wash, insurance renewals, COVID-19 tests, a dermatitis treatment, an outfit for your toddler, a gift from Solid Toys, a laptop upgrade, a massage chair, milk tea, a plate of dumplings at Mama's Boys, and a session with online fitness coach, The Architect. Quote, "The minting and acquisition of SLP has become an everyday task for a lot of people, so it's useful to be able to spend it as an everyday currency," said Joseph Moore, Quay's business partner. He's referring to the obscure ERC-20 token originating from within the blockchain game Axie Infinity, which has become a source of livelihood for many Filipinos. The Bake Bee boys say their customers tend to assess the price of SLP in terms of the effort it would take them to earn it. If a baking experience cost 150 SLP, they might say, "Oh, 150 SLP? That's just my daily quest." Living in the Philippines, I've seen this tendency to value SLP in relation to real-world items, too. It seems the player community cares less about how much SLP is worth in terms of the Philippines' local currency or US dollars. A friend of mine, on his first day of playing Axie, excitedly told me he had earned 3 Chicken Joys in just a few hours. If you already know that Chicken Joy is a popular item on the menu at the much-loved fast food store in the Philippines called Jollibee, you also know that this is a highly relatable and culturally relevant unit of account, understood instantly by Filipinos everywhere. To explain the purpose of SLP and Axie Infinity, I'll need to give you a listen on the birds and the bees of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. You see, Axies are NFTs with the ability to procreate. And if you want to get a couple of adult Axies in the mood to make a baby, SLP works like Barry White and Candlelight. To acquire SLP, Axie owners pit their NFT pets against one another, and whoever wins is rewarded with little vials of the digital aphrodisiac as a price. But if you're not into breeding Axies, you can sell your hard-earned SLP on the open market in exchange for other cryptocurrencies. In some countries, the trade volume for SLP is so high that progressive platforms are enabling users to exchange the token for local currency. And here in the Philippines, a growing number of local merchants have gone a step further, with sellers willing to accept microdoses of the stuff as payments for goods and services. They do it all via a dedicated wallet, the Ronin wallet, which is basically MetaMask for Axie's sidechain, and allows users to conduct up to 100 free transactions per day. At the time of purchase, merchants take it on a case-by-case basis, checking the price of SLP on Binance before providing their customers with a timely conversion rate. Other sellers, specifically those who are willing to adopt a win-some-lose-some approach, will set a fixed selling price that sits somewhere between SLP's lowest and highest values for the month. Quote, "There are more Filipinos with Ronin wallets than there are Filipinos with credit cards," Cue said to me via a Zoom call with a twinkle in his eye. He was being cheeky, of course.
Kava gives you the ability to earn more by connecting the world's largest cryptocurrencies, ecosystems, and financial applications on DeFi's most trusted, scalable, and secure earning platform. Kava is an institutional-grade cross-chain engine built to scale on the largest decentralized proof-of-stake network. with loan APYs as low as 0% and reward APYs as high as 200%, Kava is the safest place for you to grow your digital portfolio. Mint stablecoins, lend, borrow, earn, and swap safely across the world's biggest crypto assets with Kava. To learn more, visit kava.io/marketsdaily. Looking to make the most of your crypto assets? Nexo.io's got you covered. Grow your wealth securely with Nexo's high-yield interest accounts. Buy crypto on your terms, directly within Nexo's platform, and start earning daily compounding interest right away. Get the cash you need without selling your crypto from just 6.9% APR. Instantly swap between 100 crypto and traditional currency pairs. And don't worry, Nexo is insured against losses up to $375 million. Get the most of your crypto at nexo.io. That's nexo.io. Did you know that there are 4,000 crypto assets in the market today? There's only one network that makes your crypto mobile. Celo's mobile-first platform makes financial dApps and crypto payments accessible to anyone with a mobile phone. Celo's eco-friendly proof-of-stake consensus mechanism and phone verification protocol makes it easy for you to spend, send, stake, and earn Celo assets and stablecoins all from your mobile phone. Visit celo.org and download Celo-compatible dApps today. That's CELO.org.
While Axie's growth in the Philippines has gone supersonic over the past few months, the rate of Ronin adoption isn't that prolific, at least not yet. But it may not be far off. A Ronin-to-Ronin wallet transfer certainly offers a handy way for the underbanked to pay online. And while it probably isn't how the Philippines Central Bank envisioned this to happen, it's a big step towards the bank's goal of the Philippines becoming a digital-heavy, cash-light society, with 50% of all transactions being digital by 2023 as the goal. Critics will scoff at the idea of an obscure and highly volatile in-game reward token being accepted and used widely for payments. We've heard plenty of that of late, what with the International Monetary Fund on its soapbox knocking El Salvador's decision to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, but the suitability of any tender is highly subjective. And in the developing world, where many economies are still reeling from the economic fallout of COVID-19, volatility is a desirable problem to have if it means you've got paying customers. Volatility is a challenge that you can proactively manage within your business. A broader economic recession is probably not. For the merchants that do choose to accept SLP, theirs is a savvy response to a newly cashed-up consumer segment looking to splash out. With the average player earning around 4,000 to 6,000 SLP, that's $520 to $780 at today's prices, in mid-July, and more than half of Axie's 1 million daily active users hailing from the Philippines, this represents a fast-growing group of people who are doing financially better than most amid a long and brutal economic downturn. The merchants seeking to serve them may secure a competitive advantage by allowing customers to pay for goods and service with the same currency that they earn their income in. The alternative is cumbersome to say the least. Players must first convert their SLP into a more digestible crypto, such as Ether via a decentralized exchange like Uniswap. From there, they can send to a centralized and locally regulated exchange with the ability to interchange with fiat. And while plenty of early adopters were willing to jump through those hoops, it wasn't easy or convenient with them, and they weren't overjoyed by the fees that ate away at their pay every step along the way. In the Philippines, there are a couple of solutions that have popped up to streamline the process, namely BloomX and Binance P2P, which offers an SLP to Philippine peso trading pair. But if merchants will happily accept SLP at the point of sale, it removes the need for players to convert SLP altogether. Smilecraft Dental Center in Metro Manila has already had 5 patients pay with SLP since it began accepting it in July. Quote, "We've seen in many Axie Infinity groups that some scholars have no experience with trading in cryptocurrency and are finding it difficult to cash out their SLP," said Nico Alfonso, a chat representative at the clinic. He's referring to those Axie players who lease the NFTs that they need to play, rather than buying their own, and as such haven't yet learned the ins and outs of handling crypto for themselves, a process that might feel like having teeth pulled for a noob with no idea of what's going on. Quote, "We're giving them another way to exchange those SLP, while at the same time keeping their teeth healthy," said Alfonso. It's important to note that these merchants are not exactly random. Almost every merchant whom I spoke with was an avid Axie breeder, allocating a decent chunk of their company's SLP revenue towards the cost of breeding more NFT creatures. In their eyes, if SLP loses value against the Philippine peso, it still retains its utility as an Axie love drug. In fact, that's its primary purpose. Unlike a paper banknote or even Bitcoin, SLP exhibits inherent utility because it can always be used to breed more Axies, making it akin to other goods as money payment tools with multiple uses that have been used over time, like gold, rice, rum, and cigarettes. Of course, SLP's utility isn't much of a consolation prize if you're not in the business of breeding Axies, but that only reiterates the authenticity of this community and the real organic demand for the token. In speaking to each vendor, I was struck by the fact that none were price-obsessed. They weren't looking for arbitrage opportunities. They weren't moving out of their SLP positions at the end of each day, converting SLP to something more stable. They'd hardly noticed SLP's recent price dip. It's currently down around 13 cents from an all-time high of 36 cents in May and July. And they said again and again that they were prepared to hold the token until they need it for breeding, or until they see the price bounce back, however long that takes. As Axies SLP takes on a life of its own, it's got the attention of the Philippines Tax Office too, which recently took the opportunity to remind everyone of their reporting obligations. In my mind, that only brings greater legitimacy to the play-to-earn movement, which is driving the usage of cryptocurrencies by everyday people in a way that the world has rarely seen. For these next-gen users, SLP is the elixir of community development, demonstrating that the definition of money is fluid, and the value is in the eye of the beholder. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and we'll be back tomorrow with another weekend story. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.